Impossible, Scourge declared. The guard are bound to the Emperor's will at the end of their training by a powerful ritual. They would never betray him.
True, but we didn't know that at the time, Revan explained. We were being led into a trap. The Emperor wanted us to come to him. When we got to his throne room, he was ready and waiting. His voice dropped low. We underestimated his power. When we confronted him, he didn't even have to fight us. Instead, he broke our wills. He dominated our minds, turning us into puppets to do his bidding. He sent us back to the Republic as the vanguard of his invasion, with instructions to report back when all resistance was crushed. But though we had underestimated the Emperor's power, he underestimated us as well. Our wills were stronger than he thought. Our minds twisted and perverted his instructions until we thought we were acting of our own accord. Malak and I were turned to the dark side, but in doing so, we found the strength to block out all memory of the Sith and the Emperor, partially freeing us from his control.
But you still called yourself Sith,
Mitra said, puzzled.
You still attacked the Republic and brought it to the verge of collapse before the Jedi captured you. And even after you stopped Malak, the Republic was still as vulnerable as it's ever been. Why didn't the Emperor just invade then?
He didn't know what had happened, Revan explained. He was waiting for us to report back. When he heard nothing, he assumed we had failed. He returned to his original plans, slowly and carefully building up his strength so that when he finally did invade, there would be no chance of defeat. Mitra glanced over at Scourge, and the Sith could guess what she was thinking. He'd originally allied with them because he feared invading the Republic would be a disaster. With Revan implying the Emperor could actually succeed, she feared he would turn on them. 2 days earlier, she would have been right. However, everything had changed when Scourge met the Emperor in person.
I won't betray you, he assured her. When I spoke with the Emperor, I briefly touched his mind. What he did on Nathema only hints at the horrors he is capable of unleashing on the galaxy. I truly understand what he has become, and I know that unchecked, he will lead us to annihilation. It is inevitable.
A good speech, Mitra said. But why should we believe you?
It's true, Revan assured her. When the Emperor broke my will, he looked into my mind, and I was able to see the reflection of his own evil. Invading the Republic is only the first step of his plan. He has become obsessed with power and immortality. The dark side is like a cancer inside him. It grows faster than he can feed it. He has consumed an entire world, but he still hungers. And with his hunger comes an all-consuming fear. He has lived 1,000 years. He knows he could live many thousands more. He's terrified of death.
Everyone is scared of dying,
Mitra said. Not like this. For him, death is not merely the end of his physical existence. The Emperor has spent a millennium gathering his strength. If he dies, he will lose everything. The thought of near infinite power slipping from his grasp has driven him mad. In his twisted mind, the only way to preserve what he has accomplished is to annihilate every potential threat in the galaxy.
Nathema was just the beginning, Scourge agreed. He will destroy world after world, his power and madness growing in concert until he alone is left, Emperor over an empty and lifeless galaxy.